An initial investigation has suggested that overloading and the use of an unauthorized route are the likely causes of a fatal kindergarten bus accident in central China's Hunan province on Thursday. 8 kindergarten students, as well as the driver and 2 teachers, were killed. And of course, this is raising the question, why is this happening again? After the last couple of years, we heard very, very similar stories one after another, and this seems to be the latest one. So I guess, is history repeating itself?
I think there has been some, we have seen some improvements made in this regard, in this area regarding, you know, school buses. But here, I think, unfortunately, we do see this tragic event happening again. So in total, 11 people died and 8 of them were kids. So let's look at what are the possible causes to this. I think the first one, overloading problem, is obviously history repeating itself again. So in total, there's supposed to be 8 people on board. That is the limit, but we see 11. So that seems to be an obvious problem there. And also, another cause, possible cause to this tragedy, seems to be the driver took an unauthorized route. And because it's a very dangerous route, and especially after rain, with no safety railings to protect vehicles from going into the river, you know, these are reasons why this happened. So I think the second one, actually, the second reason seems to point us to another safety issue that we haven't really talked that much about in the past.
Yeah, let's look at the details of what happened. This was an accident in a village near the capital of Changsha, and the minivan was carrying 15 people, a minivan made for 8 people. 4 of the students got off before the minivan fell into a pond, and it wasn't discovered immediately, so because it's in a like sparsely populated mountainous area. So 11 people, including the driver and a teacher, died. 2 teachers, I'm sorry. And so it's really unfortunate because this is not the first time that it's happened. In April of this year, a bus carrying more than 40 primary school students flipped over on its way to a scenic spot during a spring outing that was in Hainan province. 8 of those students were killed in the accident. In September of last year, a 3-year-old girl was found dead in a school bus after she was left there all day long and likely suffocated to death from heat exhaustion. That was in Guangdong province, and the teacher and the bus driver of that situation are still under investigation.
Yeah, and then we're seeing, you know, in 2010, there have been several fatal crashes. In July 2011, 22 passengers in a 9-seat minivan carrying 64 students and teachers were in a crash. Again, 22 people were killed in that. 5 months after that, a modified bus tumbled into a ditch, killing 15 of 47 students in Jiangsu province. And then after that, in 2012, there were some school bus regulations. But that really is the question here. So we've had these regulations on the books since 2012, and yet these types of things still keep happening.
Yeah, I think there is some serious lacking in supervision of, you know, carrying out these regulations. And with this story in our lead today, actually, I've seen in reports saying that this school bus and also the driver, it's all certified. So everything's legal in papers, but because they took the driver took the unauthorized route, and that is, you know, not according to law, to the rules, but he did it anyway. And I think that is one of the fatal reasons that caused the tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I think drivers should follow the authorized route, but I'm not sure that if you don't follow the authorized route, you're necessarily going to have a car accident.
No, this to me, this sounds more like an administrative passing the buck, saying, you know, no, we did not tell him to go that way. We told him to go a different way.
Right. I mean, there's got to be something else that causes the accident other than taking a different road. I mean, when I'm driving at home, I take a different route all the time, and, you know, that's not the cause of the accident. Something was going on with the driver, or he was distracted. There, you know, could have been some kind of bump in the road that caused it. We're not really sure exactly. And I also don't know, although I don't think that it's safe to have more children than necessary, it doesn't seem like that was a super big problem either, because they're kindergarten kids. I mean, unless they're really, like, running all over the minivan, rated for 8 adult people.
My only question there was, were they wearing seatbelts, right?
Right.
Were there enough seatbelts? And the thing is, I mean,
could they have been saved if they were?
Could they have been saved is another big question. I mean, because again, they went into a pond. We don't know how deep that pond was.
Right.
And, you know, if a car goes into water, it kind of forms a bit of a vacuum seal, and it can actually be very, very difficult to open the doors unless another window is actually open. And so at this point, we don't really know what the cause of death was, right?
Well, if you have a overloading situation, then it's bound that some people cannot wear seatbelts, even if, you know, seatbelts were equipped on the bus. And also, I still think the route they took was particularly dangerous because it was a very slippery road, and also there's just it's very narrow too. So I think, I guess I'm really trying to find out a reason in my mind, and I think that road safety is definitely an issue here.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that that's one of the things that they were trying to address in the 2012 regulations, which does set standards on vehicle safety equipment, driver certification, and service qualifications. But the part of the problem is that it doesn't really, although it does state that you have to be between certain ages and have no record of severe traffic accidents or drunk driving, doesn't actually provide you any training on how to drive these school buses, or it may keep you, you know, current on your testing and make sure that no problems occur in between when you originally passed the test and now.
Mm-hmm.